Welcome to Talking Movies. This week we begin episode 3 of The Lion King Legacy, a conversation with Mark Henn, one of the most prolific and respected animators in the industry and a leading figure within hand-drawn animation at Disney since 1980.
And what would you say are some of the biggest misconceptions about the process of making an animated film?
Well, one of the things that people always used to ask me about is, don't you get tired of drawing the same thing over and over again? And I'm like, well, if I was doing that, I would, because I don't. I don't draw the same thing over and over again. I may draw the same character, but every scene is different. Every emotion that you have to create is different. So it isn't just that tedious to where I'm just drawing the same thing over and over again. I think a lot of people are surprised at how long it's still a multiple year process in terms of when an idea is pitched to when it's finally released in the theaters, that it takes as long as it does and as many people as it does. And as far as hand drawn, you're talking, hundreds of thousands of actual individual pieces of artwork that are being created. And even in a computer animation, you don't have the paper stacked up, but you still have individual frames involved.
And I'm always amazed at the length of the credits at the end.
Exactly. I mean, there's a lot of people involved, and they're very good at what they do, and thank goodness for them, because, one person couldn't do it all.
I wanted to find out, looking back at your career, which one of your characters brings you the most pride? And then also, which character do you wish you'd created that isn't yours?
I've enjoyed all the characters that I've worked on. Somebody, Frank Thomas, used to say that's like asking who's your favorite child. Mulan's very special to me because that was our first feature film out of the Florida studio. And so I was there to see the studio grow and get to the point where we could be given the opportunity to do our own feature. But I've been very pleased and proud to work on all the princesses that I've done. Mickey Mouse is, having started my animation, doing Mickey Mouse for Christmas Carol. They're all a lot of fun. As far as a character I didn't get to do, actually, when I started looking at Lion King, I wanted to do Scar. I went to the producer and told him, I said, I really would like to do Scar. I wanted to try to get out of my box a little bit. I mean, starting with the fact that they're animals was the first step, but I wanted to, maybe step away and do something very different. But the director, in his infinite wisdom, kind of just set me down and just said, that's great. And we have a number of people that, you would do a good Scar, but we have a number of other folks that could do Scar. And that, he told me how important Simba was. Story hinged on Simba. Simba didn't work. The story didn't work. How do you say no to that? So I agreed. And I'm happy, even though he wasn't the villain in this particular case, he was kind of the hero. He was still out of my box. He was a different character. He wasn't a princess. That was a lot of fun. But I've enjoyed Tiana was a real challenge, not only creating another princess, but having that princess appear as a frog. And I was, was very pleased with the challenge of having her appear as a frog, but, maintain the character. I mean, that was a really fun challenge.
And what advice would you give to aspiring animators, particularly in Africa, who dream of working on projects like Disney films?
You need to, I think, be true to what you know. I mean, I'm sure there's some amazing myths and stories that are out of the African culture that would be wonderful to tell and be, animated. So I would just say, be true to your heritage and your culture and finding those stories and being able to develop them.
What are your hopes for the future of animation?
Future of animation is entirely dependent on the filmmakers and the stories they want to tell and the characters they want to create. So, I mean, that's what our generation was faced with as we took the baton from the first generation that worked with Walt. We recognize the importance of continuing the legacy and tradition, but we also were excited about putting our stamp on things and telling our stories and that we were interested in. And I think that's what this next generation is already starting to do and has proven over the last several years. But that's what it's going to take, is filmmakers, artists that have ideas, stories they want to tell that are new and fresh and that are filled with really interesting and fun characters.
It's been such a pleasure talking to you, Mark. Thanks so much. Just to close, your favorite animated film?
Lady and the Tramp's always up there as far as, one that I didn't work on. But I've enjoyed most of the films that I've worked on. Yeah, Lady and the Tramp's a very special film. I'll leave it at that.
Thank you so much.
You're
Looking
very
great.
welcome.
Thanks for listening. For more movie reviews, features, and interviews, visit splingmovies.com. And remember, don't wing it, spling it.